Welcome back, everyone.
Alright, sorry.
No, now I'm leaving it in. I can't be asked
anymore. Okay, well, so don't be asked.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, that was
Oh, funny. My God.
Okay.
I
lost her.
I don't have anything to say.
I lost her.
I don't have anything to say.
Really?
What's going on?
Dude, Hogwarts Legacy? Oh my gosh. Game of the year, please.
I don't know, dude. Spider-Man 2.
I don't know. I don't know if it's game of the year just yet.
I'm saying, dude, Spider-Man 2 might take it.
I know.
Or the new Star Wars game.
Or, yeah.
Or any game out ever that comes out.
Okay.
Just at least for this year. But, yeah, the game's amazing.
It's definitely a contender.
The only flaw the game has is no Quidditch.
Yeah.
And no multiplayer.
Yet.
No, like, online sort of.
Yet. I think we're going to get it.
Yeah.
Hopefully. That'd be lit.
Especially Quidditch. I really want to be able to play Quidditch.
I just don't think it's that strong.
Killing people online?
I don't know. I like the game a lot. I just don't think it's that strong enough to be considered game of the year material. Because, like, my thing is, like, once you play with all four houses like you're supposed to beat the game, you ain't picking that game back up.
They're gonna add DLCs.
I know, but if they don't add DLCs, you ain't picking
but
that game
will.
Back up. But, like, shouldn't a game
I know,
of the
I
year,
think I would.
I would as well.
Shouldn't a game of the year be good by itself?
Yeah.
Is it not good by itself?
I mean, it's got... I like it. I give it the 8 out of 10, but game of the year, it's way too early.
I know, there's still Spider-Man, there's still Jedi... What is it called? Jedi Survivor or something like that? Yeah.
Like, it's still too early, in my opinion, to be calling it game of the year. It is.
I think you're throwing.
Why would you think I'm throwing? I'm further than you in the game.
Oh my god.
That's how you know he lost the
argument.
Yeah. I just disagree with you.
Why? Explain to me why.
Because for me, it's game of the year.
This is biggest phobia. This is biggest phobia. I thought he was going to go, no.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna pull out another no.
All the side.
Okay, well, why is it? Okay, okay.
Okay, calm down. I'm trying to tell you.
Continue.
The characters, the scenery, the... Well, I guess it'd be the graphics. Side quests.
He said side quests twice.
The main story. Oh, did I?
Yeah, you gotta emphasize the side quests.
I mean, low key, the side quests are the best part.
The main story's good. The flying's fun.
I'll give you some of those. The only thing in that list I would argue against is characters.
Why?
Because a lot of those characters.
Because you don't like Serona.
Oh my god.
Yeah, she's a good two shoes, but that's why I wouldn't like her. Sebastian's my boy. He taught me the Cruciatus curse. I fucks with him. Cut.
Have you
try to get racist?
Yes.
You try to make me racist?
It's not racist.
It's not racist.
That'd be transphobic.
It's transphobic.
Oh,
the Serona.
The bartender.
Not Nazi.
Oh, the bartender. Uncut. Yeah, bro, I don't like that. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
No, I have no problem. A lot of the characters, the majority of them, are not that great. They're just fodder. Like, they could die and get replaced, and I wouldn't care. Some of them, though. Some of them are class. The graphics are good. The flying is fun. Don't think there's enough to do with the flying. It's just a means of transportation.
There's no Quidditch.
Exactly.
Okay, what if they add Quidditch?
How much am I paying to get this?
Free DLC.
Game of the year, playing it.
There you go.
Yeah, but it ain't game of the year yet. It don't have no Quidditch, man. Like,
hear that, Porky Games? Add Quidditch and you'll be game of the year.
You get the Jose stamp of approval.
Chink, chink.
I'm sure they would love that.
Worth $0.
For now.
Did you guys ever watch Conan O'Brien? Because he had this segment called... Oh, my God. He had this segment called Clueless Gamer.
And yeah.
He gave, like, zero fucks about video games. And I can't remember what video game it was. But it was, like, one of the bigger games at the time. And he was like... This was a... And, like, the company wanted him to play this game.
Oh, my God.
No, it wasn't Far Cry.
It wasn't Fallout.
It was, like, back in, like, 2014, 2015. But anyways, like, I can't remember what game it was.
Fortnite?
But they were like, Conan was like, He's like, this company really wanted me to advertise their game. A huge mistake for them, and a huge waste of time for me.
Oh my god!
And dude, the entire time he was, I guess, rating the game, he was just shitting on everything about the game and gave it like the most vague rating possible. Because the rating was if specific colors. He was like, if like magma red was good and mustard yellow was bad, I would give this game an aquamarine.
What the fuck?
Oh, dude, I love that fucking guy.
An aquamarine.
I met him.
He's
overrated a little bit.
Conan, no.
I think every talk show host is overrated, but out of the ones that are there, he's towards the top for sure.
He's the top currently right now for me.
Didn't he retire?
Yeah, well, kind of, sort of. He retired from talk shows, but he's doing like a podcast.
Was it God of War?
With his company. No, it was not God of War. It was one of the old, but the God of War one, he did that review with what's his face, Bill Hader.
Was it GTA?
So funny.
I love Bill Hader.
So no, it's not GTA.
The Witcher.
No, but The Witcher was funny.
Doom.
All of them are funny because he does not give a fuck about video games, and he low key shits on every single video game. Some games he just flat out just hates.
I don't respect.
I think it's funny. I just watch him to so I can be amused, and he does that for me.
See, I just don't think he's funny. Like, I genuinely just don't understand. I don't get his humor. I think he tries too hard. But most
all of them do. True,
but I just, it's not for me. It's not my type of humor.
That's fair.
If I feel like you're forcing yourself to be funny, it annoys
me. Kimmel.
I actually
don't mind Fallon. Jimmy Kimmel.
They all do.
Fallon.
Yeah.
Fallon.
Fallon definitely is the worst of all of them.
God. Fake laugh.
I've always thought James Corden was the worst of all. Of them.
Oh,
yeah, but also he's British, so
true.
Don't bring race into that.
That's not. Well, I guess.
Don't bring culture into this.
There you go. What culture?
You're right.
More culture than us.
Wrong.
How? Oh, well, Matt can't say us in Mexican, so.
Moving on.
Yeah. Swiftly moving on.
Also, you can talk about their culture, but mine got rude.
Racist. What do we have for this podcast?
Racism!
I don't know. But before that, shout out to Tiger Woods for making it back again.
No one cares.
To be playing.
He needs to retire.
That's fine, but it's just incredible that he's playing golf again, considering what happened to him.
Like, for the fourth time in a row?
And back to doing weird things.
Did you see what he gave Justin Thomas? That was so funny.
Dude, he's getting a lot of
hate. I tweeted this out, and I was expecting to get people to hate comments on this. But then again, I don't have a lot of followers. But I just expected people to, like, because I've had tweets go viral just by tweeting random shit. Not viral, but, like, 100 people like it, and some people comment. So I was kind of expecting this. But I said that no athlete in any sport ever will have the same amount of pull as Tiger Woods had. Because he had people that don't give a fuck about golf paying attention to golf just because of him playing. And that's me. I'm going to be fully honest. I'm one of those people. I don't care about golf when Tiger Woods isn't there. But when he plays, I'm like, he actually makes golf cool and fun. So I pay attention when he's playing. And we will never see another athlete like that.
See, my thing, though, is, like, it's not because he's so good at the sport or anything. It's because he's had a lot of controversy surrounding
him. Well, and he is the best ever.
I don't watch golf, so I don't have an opinion on him.
I don't either. I only watch it when he plays.
On his ability. But, like, I would argue that he doesn't have
I don't even watch pool. It. I just watch him.
Yeah, I would argue that he doesn't have the pool because he's good at golf. He has the pool because...
It's a combination.
I think it's more... People that don't watch golf...
He has the pool because the drama.
The pool is because the drama.
Yeah.
The people that do watch golf, they do watch him because he is good. So I've been told. I don't know.
He is the best ever, for sure.
So, I mean...
If he wasn't such a basket case off the course... Wow. He would definitely be the GOAT. But anyway, let's talk about Arsenal's collapsing lately.
Why? But first, let's talk about Spurs.
Why? What is there to talk about?
But first, it's about trash. Chelsea.
We're trash too. Respect.
Yeah. Only 1-0. We're both still in it.
No, we're not. We're out.
Calm down. The biggest, Arsenal, 3 prem games without a win, 2 losses, 1 draw. Brandon, take the floor.
I don't want to talk about it.
Brandon's having
That's fine. I'll talk about it.
I was going to say, I'll talk about it.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with us right now. We're just... We're in a really weird funk. I feel like maybe our mentality just isn't there. When we played United, a lot of the Manchester United fans were saying we're just mentality monsters. Like, we just know we're going to win or something. And then recently, like, with the loss to Everton, which I said it. I knew it was going to happen. The fucking new manager bounced Everton away just like last season. I knew we were going to lose. And then Brentford was just unexpected. Like, a draw at home against Brentford is totally unacceptable, even with the weird VAR call, or non-call, I guess. And then the City game was just embarrassing, to be honest. But
I don't think it was embarrassing. I think you were the... Even Jack Grealish admitted that Arsenal were the better team.
No, it was embarrassing.
Well, okay, well, can I ask you a question? What do you think would be the callus? Do you think it's just because it's a young team? Or do you think it's Mikel Arteta?
I told Daniel this shortly after the game. I feel like this is kind of like last season, where we were pushing for top four and we didn't think we would be. And we were like, oh shit, we're in a race for the top four. Except I feel like this season it's, oh shit, we're pushing for the title. We didn't think we'd be here. And we're not actually ready for it. And
you're just happy to be there.
Yeah, we're just going to fall short.
Which is fair, because you don't have the squad just yet to compete for it and compete in Europe.
Like, yeah, but regardless of like what happens, it's still going to feel disappointing.
But why? This isn't like last season where, and you and me had a disagreement about this, where you guys weren't even expecting to get in the top 8 and you got top 5. And you thought that was a disappointment.
Because expectations changed. The hope was like...
Yeah, but also, there's still 17 or 16 games to be played.
16 for most teams.
Yeah, so, I mean, is it that much of a, like, disappointment when you're barely over the halfway point of the season? It's not like it's the final, like, 6 games and you dropped it. And you fumbled it.
Yeah, but I think they said, like, only one team hasn't won the league when they've got 50 points by the midway point of the season.
That was Liverpool.
But this is also a weird season.
Why?
Because we had a World Cup break in the middle of it.
So?
That changes a lot of things. People got injured at the World Cup. Forms changed. People didn't come back the same. It happens. Like, that is a big deal. We're going off...
Yeah, statistics. But our form was almost the same up until February.
I know, but that's what... But, like, statistically... Like, or not statistically, but, like, you're basing off of information... Off of seasons, how they've normally, you know, been run, how they've normally gone through their course. But this isn't one of those seasons. We've had multiple different breaks. We had the World Cup break. People came back. Like I said, people got injured. You know, things have changed for a lot of teams. Players got back. Teams got a chance to kind of settle, you know, like, and kind of get themselves back into a good groove. Because, like, you could argue, had we not had the break, City probably wouldn't be tied for the top right now. Because they were not doing that. They weren't doing awful. But they weren't doing, like, phenomenal according to their standards.
I guess. Yeah.
But, I mean...
We should be... After the Everton game, we should have been 8 points clear at the top.
You're right, but you're not.
With a game in hand. I know, but I'm saying that's what should have happened. I cannot believe we lost to Everton.
Like, yeah, but it happens. Like, every good team can lose to a smaller team.
What about the Invincibles? They didn't lose.
Yeah, okay. That's one team in history.
Daniel!
Let me ask you another question. Do you think that it's Mikel Arteta's fault? Do you think that he holds a lot of blame? Because I see a lot of fans are already Mikel out.
Oh, I'm not Mikel out. But if you're going to give all the manager for the credit when they're doing good, like, he's got to take some of the responsibility for what the fuck's going on right now. And he's not doing enough to turn the team around. He needs to be in those players' faces, like, firing them up. Not doing... If it's, like, what he's doing on, like, the All or Nothing documentaries, that's just
not... He was definitely holding back, because I'm pretty sure he just didn't want... Like, I think if he were to reveal his true nature in the All or Nothing, he wouldn't... I mean, the players would have responded just fine, but the public would have been like, oh, he's going too far, which,
yeah.
In reality, he's doing his job.
What yeah. I was going to say was a big takeaway for me from at least the Manchester City game was, I think what made those Liverpool-Man City games of the past so great was that you could see the fire and the hatred and the anger between the two teams, like the real desire to win. Whereas watching the Arsenal City, like, at first I was like, yeah, this is an exciting game, but I don't feel that same fire in the two teams. Like, there isn't, like, a clear hatred. And then you had De Bruyne pushing Arteta. Did you guys see that?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you had some chippiness like that. So I was kind of like, okay, maybe this is starting that rivalry, and then hopefully the next game there's a little more fire in it. But that was just something I know, like, because I know Pep and Arteta go way back, so I was like, this is like a big game, but I don't feel that same fire that I felt from the Liverpool City games of years past, and hopefully that comes later on this season when they meet again.
And then
which is weird because Klopp and Pep are like
foot friends.
Buddies. But you could just tell during those games that they really wanted to kick each other's ass.
I don't know if it was they wanted to kick each other's
not,
ass.
Not that, the I team. Mean the team. That's what I yeah. mean. The teams like wanted to kick
each other's ass. But that would also ass. Argue that the teams were more equally matched.
What's also annoying to me about the two games that we've had against City is people have said that we've been the better teams both times, yet we've lost both games. It's like, okay.
I think Pep just has... Arteta's never beaten City as Arsenal's manager. It's just one of those things that Pep just knows, and Arteta doesn't know how to.
Well, and let's be realistic. The game in the was the FA Cup.
Yeah,
the FA Cup. That was two B teams, and their B team is much stronger than your guys' B team. So I mean, and you, I
would. They had Holland.
No, I was gonna say City did not play.
Like it was a mixed B team.
It was mostly A.
Okay, well,
it was a combination, but I feel like it was like 7 A players and 4 B players for City.
Okay, but this game. I really do feel like the scoreline flatters City more than anything.
Yeah, it does.
Like, it's not 3-1. Like,
the scoreline doesn't do justice for how
like,
the game was.
Like, honestly, I think Arsenal were very unlucky not to... If they had gotten the goal in the first half, you know, like, within the first 25 minutes, the game would have been completely different. I don't think City were that good. And honestly, I know it's 3-1 at the end of the day. They scored 3 goals. Like, good for them. But I think, honestly, City got lucky with getting away with a point. We would have gotten lucky with a point.
Dude, we let Jack Grealish score against us. Like, come on.
That's not... He's been good. That's not a bad thing.
No, it is bad. It's Jack Grealish.
Maybe to you it is.
Recent weeks he's been good.
Yeah, he's been playing...
I mean, overall, no, but...
And the struggle with it is also you're playing a team that has so much experience being in those tight games. You know? Like... Your team, like, I know everyone praises them because they're a young team. They they're learning. But this is part of the learning part, you know? And it's still not over. They could still beat City and then change the course of the league again.
It also didn't help that Tomiyasu had an absolute
shitter of a game.
I don't know what Arteta was thinking.
He made two errors.
Yeah.
Two vital errors.
Both of them led to goals.
Yeah.
What was the second one?
He did not track Grealish. Yeah, he left him with so much space for that second goal.
And then the first one
but that was the whole defense. I'm not just going to put down Tomiyasu because all the center backs got tied up. They all. Yeah, 100%.
Compared to what they've been like this entire season, 100%, they need to be.
But it was also a counterattack. And also, it was two teams going at it. Like for me, that mistake is not just his mistake, it's his side. But. You know, he still, like, it was an unlucky deflection.
No.
That got in it. Because he still made the tackle. Right. He still made the block. It just took a deflection. That's unlucky.
No, right.
But that is, to me, that's a whole defensive error. They weren't set up well when City got, we're in transition and we're attacking. That, to me, is not, oh, it's a big Tomiyasu thing. His first, like, short pass, you know, that was a mistake.
Yeah.
You can give him all that crap. But I think that second goal is not just Tomiyasu. I think it's... Super unfair to blame him for that.
No, I mean, I do.
I mean, agree he might not be the only one to blame, but he's definitely not.
He's not out of. I'm not defending him. I'm not saying he had a wonderful game by any means, but I'm saying that those last two goals were not just a Tomiyasu deal. That was a defensive and mental lapse. The first goal, 100%. I'm not defending him on the first goal. The third goal was bad defense, and the second goal was just bad defense, in my opinion. I think collectively as a group.
He's a part of it.
You said what?
I said he's a part of it.
Actually, the third goal had nothing to do with him.
No, exactly. No.
But that's what I'm saying. The last two goals are just, in my opinion, they're just defensive errors. I just think they weren't set up well to handle the transition, and I think they left too many gaps and let City kind of just play around them. And that's a whole defensive thing. You know, that's why I'm like, it happened on his side. That's why people are going to be like, it's Tomiyasu's fault. I don't think it is.
I don't know why Arteta was like, well, let me play Tomiyasu instead of Ben White. But Ben White had been doing so well.
I do think that was an interesting.
I'm pretty sure he was just trying to throw off Pep.
Which just
backfired.
Was so fucking dumb.
I thought it was funny when Grealish was celebrating and he was going to take his shirt off, but he couldn't get a sec. He didn't want to get a second yellow.
Yeah.
Like, right after he slid, he popped up and he went like this, and then he was like, ah.
I would have loved that.
It was so funny.
I would have loved the second yellow. I would have loved it.
It would have been funny if he'd forgotten.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm like, it would have been hilarious. We're like, what? Oh. Ref, I was just kidding. Ref, please. Please. But no, that was my curiosity. Daniel, what do you think, since you're the opposite flip of the coin? Did you think that you guys were...
Second half, I think we played way better. But, I mean, all in all, I still think Arsenal were the better team. But, I mean, yeah, our champions mentality really came in the second half. And, what?
I was just looking at a score.
Because as soon as I said that, both of y'all's eyes, like, lit up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. What are you looking
at? Like, almost.
I don't know. I don't know. I was just looking at the games from tomorrow. I didn't mean my eyes to light up. Yeah. I don't know why they did.
Do you think that Pep made that game harder for Manchester City than it needed to be?
In the first half, yeah.
Well, basically.
Because he was trying to go for something new. It clearly didn't work. He even said it, too. It didn't work. But, and then he recognized the mistake he made. He changed it, and... I mean, we played a lot better. I mean, I wouldn't say we were still, like, a better team, but we played significantly better. And like I said, our champion mentality came. And we showed why we're the champions in that game. In the last...
I agree.
You know, 20, 25 minutes of the game.
Whack.
That was my takeaway as well.
Well, and... My question for you now is, you know, City have kind of, they've obviously not been poor by any standards, but for the standards they've set for themselves, they haven't had necessarily the best season, and they haven't looked the greatest, and they've looked kind of fragile in some games, and they've lost a couple games and dropped some points against some smaller teams that you probably argue they couldn't. Do you think that this win is going to catapult you guys into that driving seat and like reestablish the confidence and move forward? Or do you think this could be a game where you played your title challengers, you played to almost, I would say, to what you're capable of, especially in that second half, like you said. Do you think that the next game could be a drop off and you could drop points because of how the season's gone?
I mean, no, I just don't like whenever people just. What is going on?
Yeah, what are you
doing? Nothing's
everyone's
happening.
Everyone's just fiddling. Like, we're just going.
Listening.
No,
listening.
No, I don't care about that. I'm just like, we're just busting out the evil Peter Parker look right now. Like, I wish we had a camera just to see, like, everybody's going
on. If we had a camera, I wouldn't be doing this.
Like, everybody's just, like, flopping their hair down to their face and slightly parting it to the right or the left. I just thought it so funny because like I just absolute mayhem's happening.
I can't really do that with my
venom's expired.
Oh, it doesn't go down long enough. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good.
Do you think you could drop off in this next game?
Anything can happen.
Who do you guys play next?
Nottingham Forest.
But
oh, come on.
I mean I don't think so because for the most part we're pretty much going to be in cruise control for most of the season. That's not saying that we're guaranteed to win the rest of the games because anything can happen, but I don't really see us dropping off anytime soon. But and I don't know. I just – I don't – I think most – what?
Nothing. He just keeps looking at me. Stop.
Let the man speak. I thought you were raising your hand. I didn't even do anything.
No, okay, go. Fucking this guy.
Just, I didn't do anything. I just looked at you.
I didn't do anything. All right.
I was just going to say that I don't really like the fact that we're getting slandered because we're not.
Don't count us out or whatever you're saying.
Don't write us off.
Hey, to be fair, I never did. It was these two fucks that did.
I just don't like how everyone's saying that this is our bad season when we're not playing.
Compared to the standards you have set, it's been the poor season.
We're still tied for first. I know. We've advanced to the knockout stages of the Champions League. How is this a bad season?
Well, for you guys, the standard isn't winning the Champions League. The target's winning the Champions League. I'm sorry. The standard isn't winning the Prem. Because you guys have probably the most stacked lineup.
We're tied for first.
Okay, but I'm not saying that. The issue is what I'm saying is for you guys, for a good season, a good season, for one, you guys have already dropped too many points against weaker teams. That's happened. You guys dropped points against Brentford. You dropped points against Southampton. You've lost to Manchester United. Those are back-to-back games, Southampton versus Manchester United.
They were in different...
No, they were back-to-back games.
No, but I'm saying they were different competitions.
They were in the Prem. They were both in the Prem.
Southampton was in the...
They were both in the Prem.
In the FA Cup. United was in the league. Southampton was in the FA Cup.
He said he's in the FA Cup.
But two completely different competitions.
Hey, don't forget they lost to Spurs.
No, I'm not worried about that. But my thing is also like where I'm going with this, and my question for you is: do you think because the way you just said that, now that you guys are tied for first, that now you're in cruise control? Do you think that arrogance will bite you guys in the butt?
We're not even arrogant about it either.
But you are arrogant because I'm just talking about in your point of view, which I would assume is a majority of fans' point of views. You're saying that for the rest of the season, you're now in cruise control, which basically means that you're not worried about the next Arsenal game. You're not worried about playing anyone else in the top six. You are in cruise control. That is, like, you have no more hard games. That was your hardest game of the season. You're done.
That's true. They have, like, no hard games left.
They still have... What do you mean they have...
They have Arsenal and that's it.
Don't they have United?
They have Newcastle United. That's it. They have Arsenal and Newcastle.
But don't you think that arrogance is going to bite them in the ass?
No.
I do.
If they don't win the rest of their fucking games, like, I don't know what they're doing. And their hard games are at home.
That's fine. They lost to Tottenham 3-2 at home.
No, they beat us.
We lost 1-0 away.
Yeah. Or at Spurs Stadium.
Oh, that was last season. Last season we won away.
Yeah.
What?
He said, what?
Last season we won both games. Take me back.
he said, take me back.
I think.
But Manchester City lost to Brentford.
Okay. 2-1 at home. But I think the fact that City were, like, decently behind us, not, like, so far behind us.
Yeah.
And the fact that they've made it all the way back to the top, they're not going to.
It was 8 points at the most, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think the fact that come back to make it level. They're just not going to go away, and they're going to win.
But I mean, if you look at the record, the records are almost exactly the same. You're tied.
Yeah, you're tied.
It's 16-3-4, 16-3-3.
Exactly. That is the only difference. Like, yeah, it's one loss. Like, for people to be like, well, it's crazy that they closed the gap up. The records are basically identical. You've had similar seasons.
Yeah, but it was because of the recent form from Arsenal.
Yeah, and City had not terrible, but they dropped quite a few points in the beginning of the season. They lost a few games in the beginning of the season.
I think because that they caught up to us, their mentality is better than ours.
because we have a we've blown the lead mentality, and they have they have momentum.
I disagree.
No, they have momentum.
No, I disagree. I disagree about your guys' mentality, because you guys weren't even, like you said earlier, you weren't even expecting to be there. You were just, you're going along for the ride now. For now, the pressure's off of you guys. Now you guys can just. It's, I think it's easier to chase the title than it is to.
I think there's still pressure at Arsenal.
I think there's still pressure.
No, there's pressure, 100%. I'm not trying to say there's not pressure. But I'm saying the pressure isn't, oh, we've blown a title. There's still 16 games
left. What is it? If they beat Arsenal, would be the first team in Premier League history to not win the league when having 40 points on Boxing Day?
Isn't that Liverpool?
No, that was Liverpool.
Liverpool was the first one to do it.
They did that in 2020.
Oh, they'd be the second team.
Thank God Liverpool's there.
I mean, there is a stat about being like 8 points clear in February that you'd be the first or something like that.
I don't know. I think
it's very Spursy.
I don't know.
Well, let's be honest. Just it's very North London.
But no, I don't know. I think
all right.
People are being too generous on or too critical on both ends.
No.
Gun to your head. Who wins the Premier League?
Gun to my head. I still think Arsenal.
Gun to your head.
I really don't know. I mean, I'm a City boy, so I have to say City.
Gun to your head. Same, City.
I've lost faith in the Arsenal squad.
I haven't lost faith. I still think this City. I know Arsenal.
I think they're good enough to finish second.
They could win the league.
United to win the league.
Here's what I think.
To be fair, you didn't have to say City or Arsenal. You could have said
United. And I didn't say Manchester. I said Newcastle United to win the league.
Yeah. This fucking guy.
Nah, I still think Arsenal win, because I still think that this City team, even though they played out their skins, this is the best I think they've played all season. And I do think this is the best they play all season.
This current run?
This Arsenal against
Arsenal.
This
current run, because they just lost recently.
Yeah, against Arsenal. I think it's the best that they've played against the team.
They've won 5 of their last 6. The one they lost was 1-0 to us, where they were the better team most of the game. Kane just got lucky on an Ederson mistake. So they're still in good form.
Oh, I'm not saying they're not in good form. What I'm saying is that I still think this City team has a lot of,
I'm just laying out.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I still think that this City team this season has shown too much fragility.
Like, I hear you, but I have to agree with Daniel on the fact that I think City have been getting unfairly slandered. Like they're having some kind of bad season. Like, I don't think they're having a bad season. I don't think you can be top of the Premier League, tied for top of the Premier League, still in the FA Cup.
No, we're out of the FA Cup.
Did you lose in the FA Cup? No, you just beat Arsenal.
Oh, no. Well,
EFL. You're out of the Carabao. You're still in the FA Cup. You're still in the Champions League. You're probably going to beat Leipzig, let's be honest. And you're on track to win the Prem. Just because it hasn't been the dominance that we've seen doesn't mean it's still not still a good season. I think they're still having a good season. I don't think it's a great season, but right now I would say where they currently are, they're still having a good season. And people are like, "Oh, it's such a letdown because they aren't 12 points clear." You can't expect them to be 12 points
clear. No, 100%. But that's because that's come from their
I guess standards that's just for because of how years. Good they've been.
They've been almost perfect. Like, in reality, they've lost maybe 2 games, maybe a game in the last couple seasons. Yeah. Maybe 3 or 4 teams get lucky and get points off them. That's how good
they're definitely not as good as we've seen.
Well, and that's why
I think, don't mean to be a City defender, but
that's why I
guess
think,
I am.
That's why I think it's a fragility thing.
Ruben Dias looking ass.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's why I think it's a fragility thing. Because even against Arsenal, they still didn't look great. And I mean, even in the second half, I think they matched Arsenal. I think it was more 50-50 in the second half, but I definitely don't think overall that they were the better team, like we said earlier. I mean, even against Tottenham, there was only a couple times in that game where I was like, oh, they might pull them back. But towards the end of it, I was like, they're not coming back from this. They're not scoring because they haven't looked that good. Even with Erling Haaland, you know,
He didn't have a single touch in our box.
Erling Haaland, that's been the praise this season of like, oh, he doesn't need a lot of touches. He gets 4 touches in a game, he'll score a goal, which is very fair. But in the games he doesn't, he's just up there. he doesn't really impact the game, and he's not having the first half he was having. I mean, like, he's still doing fine, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But he's not lighting the world on fire like he did when he first got here. So, I mean, like, that's another thing. I mean, I know people are going to be like, you just need one touch to score a goal. But if you don't get those touches, or you're not scoring goals, you're just kind of up there. So, I mean, I still think that Arsenal can do it. But there needs to be some tweaking. Why was Thomas Partey out? Do we know? He was injured. I think also that's a big thing. I think Jorginho's...
Dude, the games that Partey's missed while he's been at Arsenal is insane.
He ducks the big games, dude.
It's ridiculous. I know.
How weird, though.
Like, you look at the games that he's missed. You look at how big they are, and they've all been through injury. Mm-hmm.
How convenient.
I'm just like, bro, are you fucking kidding
and
me?
And then you think about, like, Partey's been one of their best players, and they were without him, and they were still the better team than Manchester City, even with Jorginho in that midfield. And Jorginho didn't do bad.
We'll talk about Jorginho in a little bit.
But we will. You know, but I just...
He's definitely on the list.
Yeah. But
he's
for me... But for me... my final thing on it is, I still think that this Arsenal team... are learning, and this is a good learning experience for them, and it's just going to see how they bounce back. Because in reality, like, the thing is, if you're going to sit there, and this is for all the Arsenal fans out there, if you're going to sit there and preach that your team is young, you know, or anybody out there, our team's young, our team's good, our team's stuff, they have to learn. And this is a learning moment, and it depends how they take it, you know, how they take it in their stride, whether they let this hold them back, or they let this motivate them and let a fire under their ass. And this is for Arteta as well.
If last season's anything to go by, as far as propelling them to next season, then we should be winning the league next season.
Well, I mean, this is also Arteta's first.
I know, but I'm just saying, then we should be winning the league next season.
And maybe 10 to 12 points. And maybe you will. You know, I mean, this team looks like they learned a lot since last season.
I'm just saying. Hey, wait, listen. Last season, we just lost, missed out on Champions League. Doesn't matter to who. And this season, we're tiling for the challenging for the title.
I don't blame you.
So yeah. Next season, we should be 50 points clear.
But I also think
50 points.
But I also think my thing is also like
we should be going 38-0-0.
Every team below you
38-0
is shitting the bed.
But I also think, and this is for again all the Arsenal fans out there. This is for all the Arsenal fans out there. I also think that you guys put way too much pressure on your team.
Good.
Because my thing is, like, yes, expectations change. But the reality was you guys were always scared. This isn't a new thing. Since the start of the World Cup, the reality was always the question of, it wasn't the question of can Manchester City pull it back. It was when would Manchester City pull it back. That was a lot of the narrative I've always heard. Which is why when Daniel was like, don't write us out, I was like, In the area I'm in the media parts I am, where I see, no one was writing Manchester City out. It wasn't a question of when will they close the gap. It was a question of how will they close the gap. And will it be because of them? Will it be because of Arsenal? And what will happen when they close the gap? So that's why for me,
I'm we're about to find out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. For me, it's like...
We already did find out.
I wanted...
Well, technically we're about to. Yeah. Because they closed the gap officially.
Don't Arsenal play them all?
Yes.
Who are you guys playing?
You guys have a game in hand, so yeah.
Villa away.
Yeah,
Villa.
If you lose to Villa is where I'm like, okay, this is where it's going to get ropey.
Because then we really will be
Villa away is not easy.
We're not going
to win. Why not?
Because we're not. Our mentality is destroyed.
Well, yeah, that's also like, my thing is, you cannot...
Hope has been sucked out of
you. You've lost...
Well, it's the hope that kills you.
You've lost three games and drawn one game in your last... five games, which is very fair to feel that way. You were phenomenal for the other 20, or the other 17 games. You're going to tell me right now that because of those? Then you have a weak mentality.
The squad's mentality is weak, clearly.
They're a young team and they're learning.
Well, they need to learn faster.
Maybe you need to not have such high expectations and enjoy.
No, they need to adjust their mentality to fit that expectation.
No, Brandon. I think if you're going to sit here on one part of the podcast and say, you know, we're just enjoying the ride, no one expects us to be here, and then be like, no, but they are not meeting the expectations they've set. Those cannot collide.
No, they can't. They just did.
And they're wrong. You're wrong for both.
can't be wrong for both. I have to be right for one.
100%. And it's the enjoy the ride.
I don't want to enjoy the ride. I want to win the ride.
Well, Brandon, like last season, again, you were like, we're not even getting top eight. You got top five and you were sad. This season, you were like, top four is the goal. Fourth place is the goal. You're tied for first and you're not happy.
Because we were 8 points clear.
All right.
In February.
All right. We could go on.
But you're trash.
We could go on about this all night.
Where's Chelsea?
Okay.
And I'm not sad about that. We've had a poor season.
Good.
But the reality is, yeah, 100%. The reality is that we have not been good and we've scouted. But my argument isn't you're comparing how you feel about your team, how I feel about my team. My team needs a desperate rebuild. We're going through and we're going through growing pains. And I'm okay with sitting at eight. You're not okay with being tied for first. And that's two different mentalities right there.
You guys aren't going through growing pains. You guys are having surgery and putting somebody else's...
All right.
And now the blood's going to get denied. And
the blood's going to get
denied. The leg's going to fall off because of gangrene. And then you're going to be relegated soon.
And yet, I'll still be here and be like, you know what? This is where we're at.
You'll be watching championship. You'll be like, yeah, we're about to make the playoffs.
Yeah, you know what? I'll be okay with it because at least I'm not there with my team tied for first. So pessimistic.
All right. We could go on about this all night, but we have other shit to get to.
Let's talk about overrated Brandon.
Yeah.
Brandon's loyal to ours.
We have our Premier...
I'm still loyal.
Our Premier League overrated... Overrated 11s.
Maybe Newcastle.
I guess I'll read mine first.
Do we go in order?
I was just going to read my whole one.
Oh.
Or do we just do
if we go
position? Because we all said...
We could just do position by position or just each read our full one.
I would say a little bit about each player. What I say we do, this is my opinion. We can do however we want to do. What if we all just say who we have and, like, we'll do goalkeeper. And then we'll do a defender and, like, go on all of us at once. We'll talk about that and just kind of keep it short.
So, like... I'll say my goalie, and then goalie, and then defense.
Well, no, I mean, we can do, like, goalkeeper.
Let's go by position group.
Yeah.
So we say our goalie, then our defense, and then our midfield, yeah. And then we...
Well, I mean, we can talk about... Well, I mean, it's like...
No, like, in between, we talk about each. Right.
That's what I mean. Like, we'll just go, here's my back four, here's your back four.
I back that.
Then we can talk about it.
Yeah.
Because that way, it's not, you're reading a list, I'm reading a list, he's reading a list, you're reading a list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll start and we'll go clockwise.
Okay, sounds for me. Sounds good with me.
So we're starting. So I'm not going to say much about this because you got to go after me. Okay. In goal, Jordan Pickford.
Okay.
I almost had
go.
Him.
Go.
I almost had him as
Pickford
well.
Say your goal. Okay.
Ederson.
I knew that was coming.
Ederson.
Ooh.
I almost had Pickford as well.
I had Ederson in there, and then I was looking at Everton's team, and I was like, how can I forget Pickford?
Wait. Why do you think Ederson is overrated? That's what I'm curious about.
I mean, he's a good goalkeeper. I am happy with Ederson as a goalkeeper, but he just... He's not saving all the shots that he's capable of saving.
You mean he doesn't do his job as a goalkeeper?
He does do his job, but he doesn't do it as well as other goalkeepers.
Yeah, he's no Stefan Ortega.
Okay, let's not go that far, because Ortega's not really that well either.
The reason I have Pickford is because, I mean, he's heavily linked with us in the summer to be Lloris's replacement. And, like, I wouldn't hate it. I don't think Pickford's a bad goalie, but he shouldn't be England's number one. And I definitely don't think he's good enough to be our replacement.
No, he is. I back that.
I think he's better than Ederson. I do think he's better than Ederson.
Stop.
He is, though.
No, he's not. He's not.
In what way is he not?
Have you seen the own goals he's made?
He's prone.
He flails at balls. Like, bro, AF. Come on. He is no... Look, Ederson's bad, but he couldn't lace Ederson's boots.
No, but here's the thing. He also faces way more shots than Ederson ever does. 100%. And that's just a difference in defending. Or not defending. Or, yeah, no, in a defense. That's just a difference in a defense. I can't talk. Not his defending.
Yeah.
Because, look, everyone when Arsenal bought Ramsdale were like, he's shit. Yeah, Ramsdale looks great. Because he doesn't have to make ridiculous amounts of saves. If Pickford was in a better defense, and I think we've seen it with England, he looks great with England. He has a better defense in front of him with England than he does with Everton.
No. On the Ramsdale point, the goalkeepers in the Prem that were had to face the same such as him were saving those shots, and he was letting them in. So Ramsdale's still iffy.
I think Ramsdale's
great. To me,
and Nick Pope should be England's number
one. 100% Nick Pope should be England's number one. But here's the thing.
Ramsdale should be second, though.
Here's the thing.
I'm not saying they shouldn't. I'm just saying.
And then Dean Henderson and Pickford shouldn't even be on.
You also are a big advocate for some reason for XG on goalkeepers. Pickford has...
It makes more sense!
Pickford has faced like 30 shots.
XG merchant.
Saved like 22 of them. He has an XG of 36 like something right now. 36 point something. He's only conceded 30 goals. He's overperforming on his XG.
Okay, that's this season. What about last season? No.
Oh my god.
I am talking about last season.
Spit the numbers out. He's such waffling.
What do you want me to say? I was talking about last season.
Why last season? I'm talking about now. The reality is right now.
But yeah, I was going to say this season he's improved, but he's still kind of
He's still... Nah, I wouldn't say he's...
But the season before last season...
2017-2018 Baker was the worst goalkeeper I've ever seen in my life.
The season before last season, he got relegated, so...
Who did?
Yeah. Wow.
Ramsdale?
Oh, let's just talk about Ramsdale. Let's talk about Pickford. Ramsdale?
I mean, he's going to get relegated this season, so...
No, I think...
I don't know, dude. Sean Dyche in...
Sean Dyche?
Moving on, defenders.
Cut that.
Funny that we each had two and two.
That's why I was saying let's do it because we'll see who we agree.
So you want me to do my whole?
Do your whole back four.
Oh god, this might. Oof, okay, I'm ready. Right back, Diogo Dalot.
Wow, I almost had him.
Center back, Kalidou Koulibaly. Yes. Center back, Joel Matip. Left back, Luka Dean.
Okay, that's fair. You and me have the same center backs.
Really?
Yeah. That's so funny.
Joel Matip's a Van Dijk merchant. We'll get to that. Jose, go.
For right back, I had Trent. We all know we can't defend for his life. Hasn't even been getting assists this season, so hella overrated. And then at left back, I have Cucurella.
What about your center backs?
Same as mine. Koulibaly and Matip.
My back four is way different.
Oh, I'm excited.
Luke Shaw.
I was thinking about
that. Yeah, that's true.
John Stones.
He hasn't been playing.
Yeah, he hasn't been that good this season. Yeah.
There's people that are saying he's the best center back in the world based off this season.
That's not true.
He was a one season wonder.
We'll get there. No, it's like Harry Kane. No.
Gabriel.
No.
I can back that.
Pedro Porro.
He just transferred. He's played one game.
In general.
He's played one
game. He's in the Prem now.
He's played one
game. Oh, he's a Premier League player. In general, I know. We'll talk about it.
I'm not sure I'm having that, to be fair.
We'll talk about it.
He just needs more time. But I got Diogo Dalot.
Who's he play for?
United.
Really?
He's the right back for United.
I thought about him. But I think
he starts?
He starts.
I don't think he's that bad.
But he's not that good Juan either. Bissaka?
But he's better than
that. Juan Bissaka's been good when he plays this season.
Juan Bissaka has
been all right.
Awful.
No, he's not.
No, this season he's been
good. Yeah, this season he's been all right. Yeah.
Continue.
Sorry.
I also got Koulibaly in there.
Yeah.
He's just so
awesome. I got Konate and Luke Shaw.
Konate, it's interesting.
All right.
So.
Liverpool is just getting slandered this.
Yeah, Liverpool's going to get a lot of heat in this episode.
I don't think Konate's been that bad. I think Joe Matip has been bad.
Joe Matip.
Joe Gomez hasn't been good either.
They're both Van Dijk.
It was honestly, it was kind of like...
Is Van Dijk injured right now?
He is injured, yeah.
You know what, though? People were slandering Van Dijk. I think this shows how good he really was. Because now their defense is awful. Yeah,
Van Dijk is the best center back ever.
No, but...
Maybe
what about Maldini?
Maybe Dutch center back ever.
Coleman?
Shit manager, so it ruins it. Yeah, kind of.
No, but it was honestly a toss up between Konate and Joel Matip. So.
Yeah, I just went Joel Matip just because. Oh my gosh. He's been so.
There were people that thought he was
on the same level.
Yeah, second best center back in the world behind Van Dijk. Yeah.
I think that's just them two, the
Van Dijk merchant. He's a Van Dijk merchant.
He was so good.
Or right he misses.
That's the best way to.
Or he misses his partner.
If he's good enough, he'd still be good without Van Dijk.
But people also without Joe Maddison when Van Dijk had three different partners, people were saying Van Dijk was shit.
Damn, this guy's a cheater.
I don't know. I don't disagree. I don't think that any of them have been good this season.
Who'd you say again?
John Stones and Gabriel. Gabriel, the reason I put him in there is for Arsenal, I think I know Tomiyasu had a bad game, but I still think Tomiyasu is probably the best right back at the club. I think if it wasn't for Ben White being able to play right back, the back line should be
Saliba and Ben White. I agree.
That's Gabriel's too hot headed.
If Tomiyasu was fit at the beginning of the season, it would have been Ben White and Saliba in the middle, and then Tomiyasu on the right, and we'd be better off.
12 points clear.
We'd be better off right now. But I agree with you. I said this last season. Gabriel is too much of a hothead.
Now, and the John Stones thing, the reason I brought John Stones in, I think John Stone is a decent defender. I really do. I don't think he's
better. No. I totally agree with you. He's not been as good this season.
The reason I put him in the overrated bracket is because I have heard so many people on lots of different platforms talk about he might be the best center back in the world, and I just think that's complete horseshit.
I have not heard that. And that honestly kind of baffles me too.
Your boy Boovy said it.
I don't agree. Well, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Everyone who watches Kickoff knows how.
Well, he's not the Kickoff anymore. They have the club now.
Where?
The club. You haven't seen the club?
No.
Oh, have you guys seen the club?
No. I know Boovy.
No, it's Boovy.
I know Boovy.
Well, it's
I hate Boovy.
Boovy, Adam.
Fuck that guy. Represents every Man City fan.
Adam, what's his name?
No. We don't claim him.
You would even hate him.
I know who Boovy is.
Oh, okay.
We don't claim him.
I need to find the names.
Oh, he claims City.
Well, we don't.
I want to hear why Jose has Porro.
Actually, that's true, because he was tearing it up in the Portuguese.
Because eight goal contributions in 12 games from a right back is not overrated.
But hold on. I was gonna say that. Hold on.
Trying to have that.
It's Roy Jennings, Boovy, and it's also Adam McCullough. They made something
Roy
called
Jennings. Roy Jennings is annoying.
Yeah, he is annoying.
I like Roy Jennings.
Represents all Chelsea fans.
You think I'm annoying?
You would. Yeah. You would
try me, homie.
You would.
Huh?
Try me, homie. I'll fuck you up right here, right now on this table.
What is this? Who said I wanted to be violent?
Don't look at
me. I was feeling your phone charger.
I know. Why do I have Porro?
Yes. And then we'll go to center midfielder.
Because I haven't... Porro hasn't done enough for me to warrant... Yeah, I know he's got a goal contribution. What's up?
He played one game.
Not in the Prem. In general.
Okay.
All right. He's in this list... Because out of all the right backs that play in the Premier League, he's the one that's been the most overrated, in my opinion.
Do you think they overpaid?
What's up?
You think they overpaid?
A little bit.
Rich coming from Chelsea.
I've literally made videos about how I'm not supportive of it. You know, I don't, that's fine. I don't know why that. I agree. I'm glad we're in agreements right now, man.
This fucking guy.
I'm glad we're in agreements right now. But no, Pedro Porro hasn't done enough to warrant such big hype. He's having a good season. He had a good season in the first half in the Portuguese league. I won't take that away from him. But, you know, in my opinion, he just hasn't shown enough for me to be like, no, he is going to be what they say he's going to be. He is going to be that great. He's not bad. Don't get me wrong. This isn't me saying that he's bad at all.
Right. Overrated doesn't necessarily
mean bad. I just think that for what they're saying he's going to be, I just don't think he's going to be that. And he might end up reaching that pinnacle. He just hasn't shown enough for me to feel that way. Right. That's why he's in there.
All right. Not triggered. Fair enough.
He's so triggered.
All right. My midfield is... This is where it's going to get spicy.
Ooh. I'm getting hella spicy here.
Jorginho. We have the same list. Mason Mount.
Okay.
Brendan Aaronson.
Ooh. I was going to... I don't have him in here. I was going to have him in there.
Go ahead.
Okay. I have Jorginho as well. Thiago and Buendia.
Woo!
You said Thiago.
Go, yes. Before we get go.
My center mids are Rodri.
Ooh.
Enzo Fernandez.
Come on, Rodri. I almost put Enzo Fernandez.
Enzo Fernandez and James Ward-Prowse.
Oh. Stop. Daniel.
Stop with this.
Daniel.
Slender. Bruno Fernandez.
I almost put him.
Jared Bowen.
Ooh.
Enzo Fernandez.
So, I'll just say this. The reason I have Brendan Aaronson, it's because
I cannot believe you betrayed
him. It's because
him.
Of American How could you fans. Him? There were people that were saying he should start over Pulisic and Weah at the World Cup.
You were saying that as well.
I know. I'm not saying I didn't overrate him. I think I did. I think he's just a.
I think he's a pressing merchant.
He's an energy merchant.
Yeah.
He's a high motor merchant.
I haven't watched enough of Leeds, so I don't know.
He's the third best. This is wild to say. He's the third best American midfielder on Leeds. Tyler Adams is far away the best.
McKenny and Tyler Adams are just different animals, though.
Yeah, they're not energy merchants. It's not they're
like,
actually good.
It's not like you said he's the third best and one of them is Kellen Costa.
True.
You know what's crazy, though? You said that. I'll change my mind. I think I've changed my mind on who. I used to think McKenny was going to be the best player.
It's Tyler Adams.
It's going to be
Tyler Adams. No, he is the best player right now.
But I think he's going to be probably the best. What, he's going to go in your guys' legendary.
Yeah, I think he already is the best defensive midfielder we've ever had.
Over Bradley?
Yes.
He was
Michael shit. Bradley sucked.
Oh, he was great playing against. It was fun.
That chip in the Azteca was fire, though.
Yeah, that's fire. Yeah, I give him that. Give him that.
He was so far away, too.
Like, I know. Like, it was almost. It was the circle.
I remember watching. I was like,
should have never.
I was like, I can't believe it was Baldy that did it.
But Mount, there's just so many Chelsea fans that think he's this wonder kid, amazing midfielder. I'm just like, I just don't see it when I watch him. And maybe I'm not smart enough and don't understand the game enough, but I just don't. It's just with the eye test, I don't see it. Same with Jorginho. Even though he's Italian and I love him, he should not have been in the Ballon d'Or conversation. I don't care how many trophies he won. He wasn't good enough as an individual.
I think he was good enough.
And I think, I mean, Arsenal fans haven't been over the moon about the buy, so it's not, it's just, I just don't think he's as good as he gets, like, talked about.
I think he was good. I think he was as good as he was. Just because, like, my thing was, if I don't rate these two that highly, but I think that he was getting the praise that season that Xavi and Iniesta were getting. And I think he was
Jorginho.
And I think he was just as good as they were at their top level that season. But here's my thing. People will sit there and suck off Iniesta and Xavi and be like, they were the greatest things ever. They were always the best of midfielders. Like, whatever. But they didn't really do that much. He was that level when they won the Champions League, when Italy won the Euros. He was that good.
Penalty merchant.
The Mason Mount. That's fine.
Oh, I mean, I'm just kidding.
Porginho,
yeah.
But the Mason Mount thing, I don't think it's necessarily like a... I agree with you on the eye test. He hasn't been good the last season. I mean, last season, he had 10 goals and 10 assists.
Yeah, he was fine.
He was fine. I think it's this season he's been pushed into so many different positions, and I think that he himself doesn't even know where his best position is anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and so
how I feel about a certain player I'm about to mention.
Yeah, and so for me, that's why I'm like, I can understand why you think he's overrated, and I respect that opinion. I just think that if he can get a manager that can find his position, I think he'll be world-class again. Or be not just world-class again. I think he'll be playing at that level again.
All right. You guys have anything to say about your players?
I think Brandon...
Any reasoning about your midfielders?
Well, Jorginho just... I mean...
Sorry.
You almost killed him. You said Jorginho, you almost killed him.
Sorry. I don't know where that came from.
It was Jorginho coming out.
Jesus.
It was like an orgasm. Like... What is it sounded like? I was like, ugh. Just say it. That's what it sounded like.
I can't believe I just heard from this man. All right, I'll continue with your prem list. Anyways, who is it?
Jorginho, I'm just piggybacking off of you. I mean, share some of the same... opinions as you in terms of the Ballon d'Or. But mostly for his first game for Arsenal was just so bad. And the fact that Arteta rates him so highly, I'm just like, what do you see in him?
I think it was just at the time.
Well, then why would you buy him now? Why would you buy him now?
Because I think he does work in your system. I think he showed it against Manchester City.
he did do really well in that system. I know that you guys lost, but again, that's not, you're not gonna put that down on Jorginho.
Oh, obviously.
But I don't think he was a bad player at all, and I think that midfield was just as good. Well, clearly you disagree.
Yeah, so I didn't watch the game, so it's hard for me to say.
Well, from what I watched, I don't think he was the issue.
I was at work, so.
Oh, well, I was at work as well.
Common Arsenal, huh?
What am I supposed to do? Get fired?
Yes.
Colin.
Yes. Football is life.
It's Sam's club.
Football is life. Oh my god. How did we not mention that?
Actually,
March.
Aaron can
get Ty Lasso's back in March. Yes.
If Aaron can get away with not doing anything, then I should be able to.
Exactly.
Anyways, Thiago.
Yeah, I want to hear about this. You're crazy.
Why am I crazy? You're what crazy. Has he done this season?
I'm not basing off this season. Overall, as a player, you're crazy.
For Liverpool, he's been very lackluster.
I
hear a lot of Liverpool fans saying he's not what we thought he would be. He definitely isn't what he was at Bayern.
Yeah,
he has no goals and no assists this season.
Yeah, okay, but the whole team's underperforming. I'm not going to
have okay, well, they rate him, and I'm saying he's overrated. And we're talking about this season.
Bitch.
I think you're wrong.
All right, move on. And then Buendia.
I agree.
At the beginning of this season, Arsenal fans were like so broken up about missing out on signing him, and all he's done is
happen. That was this season, damn.
Yeah. And all he's
Where's
done
he now?
Aston Villa.
He's still at Aston Villa.
All he does is 2 goals, 3 assists. 22 games.
That's fair. You got anything to say?
Not really. Bruno Fernandes is... I feel like he's always been like been severely overrated.
I don't think he's overrated. I think he's rated.
Jared Bowen. I mean, not that. I just think he's just been severely underperforming.
Last season they were like, oh my gosh, he's the next incarnation of Christ.
West Ham fans would not shut the fuck up. I don't think he's overrated. I think
he's just severely underperforming.
I think
he's
rated. I agree. I think he's
people were saying he's gonna break the English transfer record or something.
I don't remember who said that. If you're going off by that, then yes, I agree he's overrated.
But yeah, I think as a player, but part of it is based off of to say that he's overrated is kind of harsh because I do think he's actually a good player. But part of it is that like you guys said, West Ham was like stroking him off.
Yeah, seriously.
So bad. And then
well, I should have Declan Rice on here then.
I thought about it.
No, Declan Rice is good.
For how much he's gonna get bought for, I thought about including him.
And then Enzo Fernandez.
That's self-explanatory.
Good player, super overpriced.
I don't think he's gonna be. Wait. I think he already is almost what he's gonna be. I don't think he's like improved that by now.
Enzo.
Yeah. I don't think he's gonna get that much better. Good. I think we overpaid for him tremendously.
But yeah,
that's the only two I'm gonna address. Sorry, are you done? I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
I'm done.
The only time I'm gonna address is because Brandon looked at me like I was crazy. It was Rodri and Ward-Prowse.
Wait, what the fuck, Rodri?
Rodri's sick.
Yeah,
Rodri's a good player, but they have come.
He's top three in the league.
100%. He's third. In my opinion, he's third.
Okay. How is top three overrated?
Because what they're calling him, they City fans will talk about him like he is the greatest DM they have ever seen in their fucking life. When people this city have talked about Thomas Partey, they were like, oh, I think he's better than Busquets.
No, he's not.
I don't think Busquets is
prime that. Busquets. No, everybody's clear of him. Holland.
De Rossi.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Pirlo.
Pirlo was not a defensive midfielder.
He played.
No, he
was a playmaker. Nope, he was a deep line playmaker.
Nope, yeah, I'm better. Nope.
I agree.
Prime Edward.
Prime Eddie. We call Ed Boy.
99 foot card. When's it dropping?
Tonight. What was I saying?
You were talking about Rodri.
Rodri.
How is because
because people. No, I overrated. It's not being bad.
Oh. Yeah, but we're talking about this being excellent.
No, I don't like. But my thing is, I don't think he's even the best. Like, my thing is, when people this season, especially City fans, people will sit there and go, "Rodri, best CDM in the mid and the Prem." I can't talk. Not even an argument. And if people go, "Well, Casemiro's better," and then he's like, "Well, no, he's not. He's not better. Even though Casemiro's been amazing this season." I don't know. It's because I think I was stumbling on my words. And then, him. And then Thomas Partey.
when people have tried to give him credit, like, and have gone there and said, no, Thomas Partey has been sick and been better, people have gone and sat there and been like, no, Thomas Partey is not better. Thomas Partey is just having an okay season. He's still me.
This fucking guy.
I'm listening, Jose.
I am listening as
well. I'm listening, yeah. Too. I'm just...
I'm good. Let's move on.
Okay, to be fair, you're right with Partey. Lots of people try and say he's good.
No, I'm over it. Let's go.
And they'll get shot down. They'll be like, no, he's not as good. Which to be fair, he misses a lot of the good, important games.
You're 100%.
Maybe they have a point.
I'm over it. Let's move attack.
And then Casemiro, you just can't argue with that.
No.
So strikers?
Forwards?
Forwards, yeah.
No, it's okay.
Kai Havertz.
Ooh.
Darwin Nunez. I almost put, this is going to shock you guys, I almost put Kulusevski here, but instead I'm put Jadon Sancho.
Okay.
Right. Okay. I'll explain.
I think we'll all have different ones.
Has he even played a single game this season?
Sancho, yeah.
Yeah.
How many games?
He just scored in the last game. He started off pretty strong.
Let's see how many games. Go ahead and then I'll say.
Antony.
Yeah.
Richarlison. Gakpo.
I have an Anthony, but it's Anthony Gordon.
Ooh.
I said Anthony, not Anthony.
I know.
But that's fair.
He is very
a joke.
Yeah. Joke. I have
seriousness.
I have Danjuma.
Oh my gosh.
He's playing.
Dude, why do you hate Spurs? Like, even as an Arsenal fan, like, how are you hating on Spurs players that have just transferred there? It makes no sense.
I'm not judging them based off their performances here in the Premier League.
He's not even that rated.
No, he's overrated.
No, he's not.
He's not rated. Mr. 7 goals in the Champions League. Like, that's an
accomplishment. I just said he has 7 goals in his Champions League career, so that'll be nice to have. But Daniel, we'll get there.
Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
Is he rated this season?
I don't think he's overrated. Maybe by the Everton fans, but...
Nah, people still talk about him even when he was injured. We'll talk about that in a second.
Anthony, Richarlison, Mudryk.
I thought about Mudryk. Wait, I thought about Mudryk. He just got there. I don't want to jump the gun.
Anthony, Richarlison,
Mudryk.
Okay. The only thing I can say about Mudryk is how much they paid for him.
I agree.
That and his...
Free Mudryk.
His really bad... Just...
His shady transfer.
Yeah. Actually, it wasn't that shady.
No, it was pretty open.
It was pretty shady.
Anyways.
So, Kai Havertz... I do think he's suffering from they don't know where to play him syndrome, kind of like Mason Mount. But even when he does play, I just don't think he's very good. I think he needs to go back to Germany or something.
Wow, that's racist.
He literally used to play there.
And he's German.
Told an immigrant to go back to Germany.
Calm down. Darwin Nunez, it's another thing I think he's a, what's the phrase?
Overrated.
He's a victim of I think our own expectations. We thought he was going to be better. We thought he was going to adjust to the Prem better than Haaland at the start of the season.
We did think that.
So I think he's kind of a victim of our expectations in this, but he is overrated. And Sancho just has never been the guy that everyone thought he was going to be when he came over from Dortmund. But I do still think that he is overrated because I think United fans, for whatever reason, still think he's like one of the best.
I think people hope he comes good.
Yeah, it might just be more of a hope thing than a rate thing, but I just don't think he's that good. The reason I almost included Kulusevski, and I might just be thinking about recent games, he just hasn't been that good lately.
I don't think he hasn't
been that good. But then again, nobody in our team has been that good this season besides Harry Kane.
I think he hasn't had the ball, but when he has had the ball, I think he's been the spark in the attack.
I mean, he has 7 goal contributions, which is good, I guess. But the way he changed our entire season last year, people were expecting a lot more from him. And he's kind of ghosted out in a lot of games.
But the team also performed better last season. I think
that's, I know, and that's why I'm saying I think it might be just that we aren't as good this season as we hoped, but yeah. I almost included him because I was just like, he's really not been as good as a lot of people thought he was going to be.
I think he's still pretty good.
I do think he's good, but...
I think he's suffering, like you said,
That's why I chose Sancho instead, because I was thinking more about him. Like, he has still been pretty good for us, but he's not like what we thought.
He was also injured for a large portion.
He was injured, yeah.
Brandon?
Yeah, anything to say?
Antony, I mean, with how much, they paid, what, 100 mil?
70, 80, something like that.
I thought it was 100 for Antony.
It might have been 100.
I think if you convert it, it may have been 100, like, US dollars, but I think it was like 80 or 90, it was between 70 and 90 euros.
He had...
Or British pounds.
It's like three goals, I think. This is,
three goals and three assists. This he season. Was a, he was a candidate for me, too.
He, he had, like, a really good first game for United. And
against
then,
Arsenal, right?
Yes, which is so fucking stupid. Really good first game, and then after that he kind of fell off, and I was like, I thought he was going to, like, really light them up. And then Marcus Rashford ended up lighting them up instead.
So weird.
Yeah, just have not been impressed with him this season. Hasn't had the impact I thought he would, especially for the price tag. Richarlison. I mean,
I disagree with the Richarlison.
He's been hurt most of the season. That's the only argument I can give.
I mean,
yeah, but you hated Richarlison.
But yeah, this Everton. With you, this goes back a lot further.
I still think Richarlison's good. I think he had to.
I also don't think he's been given a fair chance this season.
No, and he's having to adjust to a new team. And
well, aren't all these players having to adjust to a new team?
Not every team on my list is a transfer.
Okay, I didn't say they were. I'm just saying.
But you just said.
I'm talking about a lot of them, though. A lot of them are transfers, right?
Not for me. Ederson, Gabriel, John Stones, Luke Shaw, Rodri, James Ward-Prowse, they weren't transfers.
9 of my 11 were
Dominic
not,
wasn't a transfer.
Were not transferred in January or this past summer.
Anthony Gordon got transferred, but I could still judge him based off this season from he played at Everton.
Okay. All right, keep going.
And I low-key think I made a mistake with Cody Gakpo.
I think it's too soon.
Give him time. He's only played like 4 games.
He's played 5 games, has 3 goals, 2 assists.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
He's re-rated, Mikey.
He's just not producing goals, which is what.
It's
just
3 goals, 2 assists. It's just 5 games? How's that not producing
goals?
It's
just Liverpool.
No, but like him converting goals himself.
Oh.
I think that's what
he's missed some sitters.
I understand that, but I'm saying people are saying.
He has missed some sitters.
No, but I'm just saying that people are like, he's going to be our new goal scorer. And I think that's what people are focusing on.
Well, I'll just trade.
But Johnson.
Trossard?
No.
But Johnson's coming back.
No, I agree. I'm just saying what people are saying.
No, I'll just trade Johnson and Rashford.
There you go.
Wow.
You could do that.
I agree.
I'm just kidding.
I don't agree, but I agree.
Anyways.
What did I say? Was Anthony Gordon? I just think he's too raw. Like, he looks good. He just still hasn't impressed me enough to warrant that much money for a transfer. And then they overpaid for him. Danjuma,
I don't get it, man.
The Danjuma thing, I just don't think he's good enough. I think that there's like, especially when he was coming over here, Tottenham were like, "Oh, great, he's gonna help the offense." He's like, I just don't think he's that good personally. Like. This isn't just because he had one game or one appearance in the Prem. This is just in general.
Do you have beef with Spurs?
No, I literally only have 2 players, and both players are players. Pedro Porro, I still think is a good player. I just haven't seen enough of him to warrant how much hype he's getting. Danjuma, I do know about, and Danjuma is not good enough in my opinion. And Dominic Calvert-Lewin, I think he's been overrated, and he hasn't been the same since his injury. I mean, this guy, like, people talk about him, like, he's this world-class striker. He's never gotten more than, like, 15 goals in one season. Like, he's not that great. And even last season when they saved Everton, it wasn't him. It was Richarlison. So, in my opinion, he's not good enough. Those are my 3.
Richarlison, Antony, and Mudryk. 2 of them are self-explanatory. I do agree with you, Brandon, but also... understand that Richarlison was injured for most of the season. Most of his club season, anyways. Was great at the World Cup, but he's still trying to find his feet at Tottenham. And it also doesn't really help that he's injured. But, yeah. I might have made a mistake with that one, but I don't think so. I just...
To be fair, when he has played, he hasn't been great. But I also don't think they've used him the right way.
Yeah, because he was playing as a winger for a little bit too, yeah, right? So...
But I mean, when you have Harry Kane, it's hard for a striker to be played the right way when you have
Harry Kane. When you have Kane. Arguably the best striker in the world.
Yeah. Right?
Harry Payne.
Wow.
But, yeah, that's... That's my top three. That's my
attacking three. That's so. That. Next week will be underrated.
I don't know.
That'll be fun.
There's a lot of underrated players in the Prem.
Oh, fair enough.
Tim Ream is gonna be in my list.
I think he's underrated. I think this is he's rated.
No,
I think
I don't think he's rated high enough.
I think he's rated high enough. Okay. He's 35.
We'll do that next week.
I think he's rated high enough.
Saliba, the whole Arsenal squad.
Honestly, Saliba is underrated in my opinion.
Early no, he's Holland. Not.
How can he be? They're top two in the world.
All right, guys.
Two, but not two.
Here's my actual here's my actual overrated top team.
Two, but not two. Yeah, that wasn't your
actual. That wasn't my real overrated team. In goal, Aaron Ramsdale. At right back, Ben White.
You're funny.
Center.
Funny guy. You're going to have Romero in center back, too. So
that's funny. He is overrated. So.
I would put him in underrated.
You know what? Take John Stones out.
I wouldn't. Romero's underrated.
He's overrated.
Romero's underrated.
He's overrated.
Underrated.
Wild World Cup.
Exactly. He's proving my point that he's underrated.
He's overrated.
By calling him overrated, he in turn makes him underrated.
In theory.
Martinez will probably be in my underrated list.
Who? Emmy? Lissandro?
No, fuck Emi Martinez.
Lissandro Martinez, I
would love. He's a good goalkeeper.
I would never put Emi Martinez in there.
Why? Because he's good now?
No, because he's shit.
Okay. You sound
shit
salty.
Goalkeeper won a World Cup.
He was one of the best players and one of the reasons why they won the World Cup.
Okay, he performed well at the World Cup. He doesn't perform well for his club.
He does. No, he doesn't.
Watch him get a clean sheet tomorrow.
Hugo Lloris won the World Cup.
Honestly, bro, low key, he might get a clean sheet tomorrow.
Every time I talk about
his hate for Arsenal.
Yeah, watch him get a
clean sheet. Okay, every time.
Low key he low key might get a clean sheet.
I talk shit about him every time. We're about to play him, and every time we score like 3 or 4 goals on him.
So. It's different now.
I'm not worried. It's not different.
You're not worried about him, but you're worried about Aston Villa. Brandon.
Dumb way.
Thanks to the dumb.
I'm not worried.
No, because we'll score 3 or 4, but they'll score.
And then we have the 5 or 6. Watch. Yeah. They'll let me top the league, and Brandon will be back to being toxic in the group chat. We'll post on Twitter.
Leon Bailey hat trick.
He'll get hat trick. They still lose.
Nah.
If Leon Bailey scores a hat trick, we need to retire from the league.
Leon Bailey's not bad.
Leon Bailey's class.
He's a pretty decent
CONCACAF boy.
Yeah, come on.
Who cares if he's a CONCACAF boy?
He's not good enough to score.
Back the calf. What about Ollie Watkins?
Yeah, we're still going.
What about Ollie Watkins? Hat trick also.
Overrated.
Why didn't you put him in your 11?
I didn't think about him.
He's great. He's overrated. He's young. He's hot.
Jacob Ramsey.
Hat trick also. Love him at
9 goals. Hat trick. 9-0.
Would love him at Arsenal.
Liverpool Bournemouth challenge. Goodbye, everyone.